All right, it's the Dana Cortez Show. Calling up Paul Burzee right now. He is at Punchline. He's all over the country, too. One of the funniest guys traveling the country and on the internet.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Paul?
This Paul.
Paul. Oh. Ma'am, I can't believe my executive producer, my husband, was so rude to you earlier, Paul.
Rude?
Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. You woke up early.
I was like, we don't have to do this.
I wasn't rude. We were just about to do a break.
You were so rude.
I didn't, Paul. If I came off rude, I'm very, very sorry that I did that. I'm sorry.
I was like, I just started pacing around my hotel room, like, what?
Sometimes I get a little, I'm sorry.
Sometimes.
Listen, I'm a nice guy. Like, I'm a New Yorker, but I'm a nice, kind guy. And I was just like, there's no way he meant that, right? And I just started pacing around like, it's all good.
My bad, Paul. My bad. I'm sorry.
I heard him and I said, sir, come on now. Oh, my God. Oh, I love that you brought out the gate. You're from New York. How did you celebrate the Dodgers win? I mean, I know New York, it's not New York, but it's USA. I saw you're all against Canada. We're all in the same boat here. Did you celebrate the win? Because we beat Canada.
You know what? I can't stand the Blue Jays, man.
Yeah.
I can't stand the Blue Jays. Sometimes when you see things, you just have to vent.
Right.
And when I saw them, they were playing Frank Sinatra in New York, in the Yankees locker room, pouring champagne. And I let that go. But then when Vladdy was doing the Yankees lose, all that, that was it. And then I just had to vent, kind of like the phone call this morning after your producer did that. I called my wife and I was like, you believe this? I'm in a terrible hotel waiting to do this? To answer your question, when teams do that, they start chanting against the Yankees, even after they beat Seattle.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, all right, let the Dodgers finish this off. You know what I mean?
There we go.
I'm glad because I know, being Dodger, West Coast, you got the Yankees, East Coast, I get all that. But I knew you were Team USA like we all were. Now, I'll just be honest. I saw you, talking with Bill Burr. He seems like the homie. Is that your homie? Like, is that your friend? How long
have
you known him?
So when I was a younger comic in New York, coming up in New York, Bill saw me and took a liking to me. And then I kind of opened for Bill from like 2008 off. Like, he's a West Coast guy, but Bill is real. Bill is my son's godfather. He's his family.
You guys are more than friends then, yeah.
yeah. He saw me and was just like, we both came up in like the urban circuit in New York, trying to get stage time any way we can. So I think he saw something in me. And then, years later, he produced my special. So we've been close, but now I'm out doing my own thing. He's on the West Coast, so we don't get to see each other that much, but we do pick football games together every week during the NFL season. And, we're always going to be tight.
Man, don't tell me you're a fantasy football player, Paul. Are you a fantasy football player?
I'll be honest with you. To be honest with you, this is the second year in a row I stopped doing it, and I'm a better man and husband.
Good for you!
Paul, that is not what I needed to hear right now, because my wife is constantly berating me for paying too much attention to something that does not matter,
That's what you get for treating him way you did. See?
I can't make my children and wife afraid of me because Garrett Wilson dropped two passes. I can't do it anymore. It's so free to just watch my friends melt down and almost get divorced because of guys that they have no control over.
Well, oh my God.
JJ McCarthy would just have a decent... No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, what's up? Yo, Paul. I'm a retired fantasy football player myself. And,
nice.
Retired.
I had to step away from the keyboard because it was too much on my mental.
Okay, fine.
Okay?
Whatever.
But I thought you were going to say like a retired cop. I was about to say thank you for your service.
Oh my gosh.
Do you find yourself having way more free time now that you're not addicted to the waiver wire lineups and everything else regarding to fantasy football?
Yeah, because like I'll be hanging out with my boys and we'll be, just enjoying, food and having some drinks, and they're just locked in their phone. And some of my friends, even guys who are super nice guys, they got to get up and like go outside for a walk. They're yelling. God. And I'm just going like, we're enjoying food. Like, what's going on? So that's when I was just like, I can't do this anymore, man.
Good for you. Good for
Paul,
your wife.
I was recently in China and I couldn't change my starting lineup and it just about drove me crazy. I was trying to figure out if I could call my brother so he could log in to make sure that I got.
My husband is a DJ for the NBA. He DJs for the Phoenix Suns. That's Otto, the rude guy. Anyway, he literally called and I said, sir, I cannot help you.
I was like, Dana, can you? And I was like, no, Dana can't handle this. I'm going to have to get my brother on the line.
Yeah. And the worst is if you like lose by less than a point. All you got to do is like the running back. All you got to do is hand the running back to all. Even if he falls down at the line of scrimmage, I'm going to win. And I actually lost by 0.2 once. Oh. And I was just like, yeah, no, I can't. And then they're gloating, you know.
You talked about your special, and that just reminded me. I mean, it's been a minute, Nocturnal Admission. Let me ask you something. Do you still get nervous on stage? Because you seem to command the audience pretty well. But are there still some butterflies, especially when you're filming a special?
No, so the nights of a special are just like, make sure you do two tapings. You do an 8 o'clock and a 10 o'clock. So on the first one, you just want to make sure you hit all the jokes that you want to hit and make sure you get them. And then on the second one, you kind of just let, you know, you're just kind of more free and you're just going through it. But no, I'm like, I make sure my T's are crossed and my I's are dotted. Okay. And you get to a point in this, you get to a point in this business where you kind of trust your funny. I knew I was on to something. There were people that were approaching me that wanted a part of that hour. As a matter of fact, Pete Davidson, who's a dear friend of mine, he was like, hey, I want to direct it. So Pete directed my Netflix one because he was like, he was seeing clips of it and stuff. So I was so comfortable and prepared with that Netflix special that I just wanted to get it out. I felt like, all right, like I was like, the training was done. Let's go and do it. But you are a little more on your, I don't want to say on your game where you're not in other places, but that one, you're just, it's almost like a big fight. You go into a big fight, like you just have to, you have to lock in.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. No, wait, I can't.
Like, but anyway. Was it a fight with your significant other, like, or like a
physical? No, he's talking like a boxing man.
Oh, okay. We've been talking about relationship stuff all day. I didn't know.
And I'm not gonna lie. As soon as he said Pete Davidson said he was seeing, I thought seeing Ariana Grande, Kim Kardashian. What are we talking about here? That I can relate to. I want to go back to something. I don't even know if you're comfortable with this, but Bill Burr, pretty outspoken politically. Do you think that that's a good or bad thing in this day and age to do? Because you know, it's a slippery slope there, Paul. Slippery slope.
Yeah, I mean, look, the way I do it and the way I've always done it is I make fun of the left and the right. And so people will go, what is he? Like they almost get frustrated. They're like, you know, he's making fun of, like, in my first special, I made fun of Trump tweeting. And my second special, I made fun of Joe Biden just mentally not being there. And people didn't know. They were like, well, which way is he? So I kind of make you not know where I stand because I'm a kind of middle of the road, make fun of everybody guy.
Yeah.
But then there are some people, then there are some comics that just, they get to a point where they're like, I don't care. I'm just going to say what I'm going to say. And this is how I feel. And I know some people are going to be upset. So like, you know, to each his own, I'll never tell a friend like my opinion on it. I'm just like, hey man, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Me, I like to just keep people guessing and make fun of everybody.
I think that's smart.
I like that approach.
Plus, Bill's reached a place in his career that he can say
it's different
when you get there. You know, exactly. Give him all this.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if I, who knows what I'll start screaming from the top of a mountain if I got a certain amount of money.
There you go, Paul. I like that. Truth. I like that. All right. Let's talk about your tour. So tonight you are in Houston. What time are the shows? What are we doing?
Yes, I have one show tonight at the Houston Punchline, which is downtown.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And I'm looking forward to it because I'm in a city. Last night I performed on top of a Jimmy John's in Dallas,
True. Is that real? Are you serious?
Don't get me wrong. It's a great room. It's the Addison Improv, and it's amazing.
Oh, wow. But
downtown Dallas. Like, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know the Jimmy John's.
Yeah, yeah. So tonight I'm going to a room I've never done before, but I have performed in Houston, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on your show, because I've said this all the time. Houston comedy scene is underrated. Houston comedy fans are incredible. The last time I was out here, I did the Houston Improv. This time I'm doing the Punchline for the first time. One show tonight. I believe it's 7 or 7:30. I probably should know that. But
that's all right. Yeah, we can get tickets. But Paul, you're right. Houston's hungry for good comedy. Thank you for coming,
dude. Houston is a underrated, great city, great sports town, and they're so good comedy wise. So yeah, I'm hoping people come out tonight. I'm just doing one and done and flying back to New York tomorrow. So come out to the show. This is the best hour that I've ever done, and I can honestly say that. So yeah, this is a good one. And I'm traveling all over. We got Connecticut coming at the I'm doing the Edmund Town Hall in Connecticut on December 12th. We got shows on, I'm doing shows Thanksgiving Eve where I shot my Netflix special, which is in West Nyack, New York. All that stuff is on my website.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm excited, man. The tour is going well, and I'm excited to be in Houston tonight for sure.
Let's talk about, throw out the TikTok and the Instagram. Where can we find you on Instagram, Paul?
Yes, everything. It is Paul. It's at Paul Virzi, and that's V-I-R-Z, like zebra eye. At Paul Virzi across the board, everything. I got a new podcast that just launched called Paul's Best Podcast. The fifth episode came out. As a matter of fact, the first episode is Pete Davidson, but all my buddies, Dan Soder, Mark Norman, Giannis Pappas is this week, John Feidelberg. So check that out too. It's going really well. That's what Will Farrell's company and iHeartRadio.
Nice. Oh, wow. Nice. Thank you so much for that. So I'm going to follow you right now. I noticed that Ralph Barboza follows you. Are you homies with him? Or do you know Ralph very well?
I think one time I saw Ralph did something. It was a couple years ago. He did something with a rap joke about the lyrics of a rap song not making sense. And I remember scrolling, and I liked that. And he was so cool and respectful, you know, to me, because he knew that I've obviously been doing it for a while. So
yeah.
We just kind of talked on the thing, like, hey man, I love what you're doing, real funny. He came right back and was like, oh, thanks so much, homie, this and that. So then he started following me. But it's always cool when, like, even from afar, the comedy community shows love to people that they respect,
nice.
Even from afar, you know?
It's nice to see somebody as young as he is, too, to pop off like he has. We just talked to him. We had him on the show, and it's just incredible. He's so young, and he's just so talented to see something like that go so quickly, you know?
Well, the cool thing is when you see somebody young and really love the art and really is hungry and doing it the right way, you're like, okay, there's a difference between doing it, and there's a difference between doing it, if that makes sense.
It does. Thanks. Paul, thank you so much. I'm following you now. I apologize for my husband's actions. We'll talk again.
I'm sorry, Paul.
Paul, what's up? Anthony, I do a comedy too, and Punchline's great, bro. It's an amazing room. It's my home club here in Houston, and you're gonna love it. Green Room's great, man, and just keep crushing, bro.
Yeah, we've had several specials of our own out there. We've done them for the show for charity and stuff. It's a beautiful. You're going to love it. Seriously.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on to talk about it. And like I said, man, come out. It's going to be and I heard it's a newer club, too. So I'm looking forward to doing something new and different. And I appreciate you guys being rude to me at the top of this, because it popped me up this morning. I was going to do this from the hotel bed and chill. And then all of a sudden that happened. And I was like, oh, they're doing me like that. Let's stand up.
I swear I did not mean it like that. But I'm glad I got your day going. And I'm glad we got this conversation. You're obviously a very
Anthony,
funny man.
Anthony, are you
going
to pop out tonight? Are you going out there?
I got another gig night, but I'm going to try to swing by and catch this hour. If it's Paul said it's his best hour, I got to see this.
All right, Paul. We love you, man. See you tonight. Break a leg.
You guys are the best. I appreciate
you,
man. Thank you
so
much.
Bye.
All right, bye.